Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would love that because, you know, I have a lot of costumes. Amy's coming here to take things in because welcome. We're talking about costumes.
We are talking about costumes on The Bald and the Beautiful today, fellas. And women.
And theys.
And thems.
Wait, but don't the queer
ladies
people say theys and them?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, ladies and gentle thems.
Ladies and gentle thems.
Yeah. No she shed. It's a theysment.
I feel like Countess Luann in that clip saying, like, keep serving cunt.
Oh, my. Wait. Did you know Philip Picardi? You do. He's at the LGBT center.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So he was telling me he worked at Condé Nast with Anna Wintour. And one time there was an assistant who was non-binary and very androgynous.
Okay.
Using, you know, pronouns that Anna's of a different generation.
Well,
let's
it
say.
Wasn't 2023 at the time either, right?
No, it was probably 2020 or 2018 or something.
Okay.
It was early pronoun culture. It was so awkward. He said that she would be like, oh, hello, you. She could not get her head around it, which is hysterical to me. He said it was so awkward always. Not fierce.
My fear of misgendering people is strong, but I have no issue just going out and saying, but you know what I will do? And I'm always right. I don't want to guess because guessing leaves.
What, you check their genitals?
I'll lean in and I'll go, they them. And they go, yes, thank you. And I'm like,
oh,
got it.
You lean in and like a creeper?
Yeah, I try to privately like check before I say like, you know, in the public sphere.
Okay.
Hey, her, they, him, she, they. Like, yeah. I try to be like secretly discreet. Like later when I talk to you in front of the group, what are we doing here?
What are we doing? What are we doing in terms of pronouns here?
Because then I see
like, the long and the short of it.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed you have a short bang. Is it they, them?
I've seen a picture with you. Blue hair.
Yeah.
You know, wait, what I do is that if there's a group of people and I misgender somebody, and they correct me, I start crying.
Oh,
I pull my pants down and I piss and shit. So it just distracts from the mistake because then I just have to clean that up.
Right. I was on a commercial shoot and they were, it's a good thing that people are afraid of saying the wrong gender to you in drag. Now for drag, I'm sort of like, you can, like, I'll never say you use the wrong gender. But for straight people who don't know us, they are so afraid of misgendering. I'm in drag and they're like, I would like you to know. It's like the straightest guy you've ever met. He's like, my name's Bronson, he, him. And I'm sort of like, So you read the handbook. You know what I mean? I'm always like, so you watch the Zoom, the sort of like harassment Zoom.
Corporate errands of gender.
It's 901, so I'm just going to get started.
Yes, so gender terminology is something we have to circle back on.
We have to play a clip. Let me set it up.
Wait on. We went on the road this weekend and Trixie did something unprecedented. She changed my life.
Which is show you a meme you like.
No, listen, I'm very skeptical of anything you want to share with me. I'll just be honest. This, I was like, corporate, I've never heard of it. And not only did I love it, I cannot stop looking at it. And I did what you did. I fell asleep watching it in my hand. It was on my face. It was still playing. And I was like.
And you know what it is? She plays corporate so well that I feel like it's a real meeting. I can't leave. I'm like, oh, I better stay on camera. I better keep watching.
Guess what? I've shown people who are in that world, they don't laugh.
I think that makes it really good.
Because they don't know it's a joke.
A little bit before 9, but everybody's already here, so I'm just going to go ahead and get started. Okay, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Corporate Erin. I'm the manager for the manager of logistics for Management McManagement. And for the purposes of today's meeting, I put a 9 o'clock meeting on everyone's calendar this morning. Thank you so much for being here. As kind of really just explaining my presence. So I am taking over social media for Lisa Beasley. She's on a sabbatical. She currently doesn't have the bandwidth. And we can definitely understand that even though we have our workload here, we can definitely understand when, you know, someone doesn't have the bandwidth, some of us have to pick up the slack.
By the way, that is me when I show up on the Trixie Cosmetics Slack once a week and I enter two sentences and leave.
Yeah. You're like, thanks for being here. It's not one that's about to start.
But you know what else it is? Have you ever done a gig for a big brand, like a big brand, and it's a Zoom of 75 people and they insist on going around introducing themselves?
Mary.
And I said, it's May 31st. Pride Month is over next month, and then you will all forget I existed. So let's just get through it.
Let's just call a spade a spade. Yeah. I'm the spade. Y'all are nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Like Zoom, it's so hard to remember names anyway. Do you remember names from Zoom?
Well, they have it right on the thing.
That's the thing.
Okay, but Mama, I was on a Zoom. My first corporate gig is coming up. I've never done brand deals because people don't, I'm too sexy. You know what I mean? I'm too sexy. They're going to sell out. They can't keep up the manufacturing, so they don't even approach me. It's fine. I've made my peace with it.
Another challenge is that you don't answer email.
Well, no, that I don't answer email because
you don't circle back. You don't close the loop.
I can't do that because I can't follow up. There's a lot of contention, a lot of tension for me not answering emails.
Every time you touch base, because we've been through this before. Yeah.
Well, I was at a lunch and learn this morning. Like, so wait.
What's a lunch and learn for a drag queen?
Mama,
going to brunch and talking shit.
Lunch and learn. No, is when while the audience is eating lunch, they're learning that we're disgusting.
Lunch and learn, brunch and burn,
brunch and burn, dinner
which is when somebody's booked for an outdoor brunch during COVID in 90-degree weather. Remember we went to see Fina and it was 90.
Martyrdom.
And she had a caftan on with a mask on.
Mama, I was in a bandeau bikini top and shorty shorts, and I was like drenched, looking for shade. But wait. So I'm on this Zoom in corporate Erin. I've just spent the last 3 days watching every single one of her TikToks over and over. I'm not joking.
Right.
And I'm like, so when are we going to talk about the company bereavement policy? Oh, wow. Mom, dad, brother, sister, dead. Okay, wow. Way to bring the energy down on this call.
Right.
Just kidding. I want to bring levity to the situation.
So just as you know, this one-on-one touch base will go a little over.
Still
have some key critical talking points.
Key critical talking points.
Have you ever worked at a corporation?
Mama? Yes. No. But I have a friend in Boston, this despicable man, who works as a McManager for McManagement at management.co.
Uh-huh.
And he makes over $300,000 a year to circle back, follow through, and close the loop. And meetings about meetings, emails about emails, checking in, circling back, the data, aligning up the data, centering himself, centering his presence. It's so enraging because he's a white guy, right? Well-educated, grad degree in business bullshit. Mama.
Sorry.
He does nothing at work besides eat good food and walk from his office to another office.
Well, is it because when I started watching Erin corporate TikTok by Lisa Beasley, the artist is Lisa Beasley,
Mama,
by the way.
She is so fucking funny.
You have to watch the one where she's like, people are really triggered by my character. Yeah. And so I want you guys to know, I only do the character in a wig.
Yeah, but I put the wig on. That's get boring. Yeah.
Lisa Beasley, you have a friend. By the way, she shaves her head. She is the bald and the beautiful.
Mama, she's bald. She's beautiful. She makes us look like stupid, ugly, unfunny dogs.
I saw one where people on the Zoom were commenting that her edges were lifting. And she was referring to a handbook about how to speak to employees about their hair.
Oh my God. What about EOD?
And she's like, you keep saying my edges are lifting, and she's playing with her hair and the wig edge is completely flapping. Is so fierce.
EOD, end of December. Brian, one-on-one. Cunt.
Oh, with her husband?
Jared. When I lost my, I swallowed my wedding ring. Oh, my jewelry keeps falling out.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's crazy. If you can't sit, you know, I've done a lot of Zooms in my life. Especially with the TV stuff, like
yes.
Trixie Motel and stuff. We do a lot of Zooms.
Do they close the loop and circle back and follow through and all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, for a while, David was on the More Than Me, but pre-production of season 2 of Trixie Motel, they were having standing Zooms every morning, like 7 a.m. And David would let me sleep in. Thank God. Thank you.
I mean, Tracy and I were on a call last night about this project with John Mark and I had to say something, but I couldn't not use the language. And we almost had a meltdown. I was like, so why don't we jump on a call and circle back tomorrow? I was like, how do I say it regularly?
Put a pin in it and piggyback
on it. I'll ping you once you've followed through. Or no, once we circle back, you ping me and then we'll close the loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a gentleman who does a corporate boss who does like, good. Everybody see my screen? Okay.
How about over-serving the underserved rat community?
Well, that's the
nonprofit boss.
If you like corporate Aaron, by the way, if you listen to Bald and Beautiful, trust us, look these up. Corporate Aaron is fierce.
Nonprofit boss is
also fierce, and she does it for less money, but
it's the mission and it's going for it and it's the passion and it's so funny. It's so funny.
It's really, really, the nonprofit boss is fierce.
I just feel seen. I'm in tears in my eyes because I feel just so seen right now.
And every time you enter the office, she's like taking a piece of dark chocolate and eating it for 20 minutes, the tiniest bites.
And then Erin has her twisted claw of a cardigan. She's like, so, yeah, thank you for joining. So our bereavement pause. Okay, stop. We have to play the bereavement pause.
I know. I mean,
you have to do it. I'm sorry. The whole full minute.
It's really, you might have come to us before for original content, but now we just recap TikTok.
We're just a dishwasher.
So I got to find the clip. Okay. Roll the tapes.
I know where it is. In the meantime, I'd love to say hi. As we approach the end of January, it's really time to consider, are you really going to make that beach body a reality? I don't think so. Stop going to the gym, eat lots of peanut butter, and don't be afraid to shit in your bed at night. I do it all the time, and guess what? I've got abs. Not on my body, all over my wall, pictures of people with abs. Thank you so much, and have a happy Easter.
Did you see the one where she recommends bumping up Black History Month? Crazy.
The portal. Well, you know what's ingenious about it? When I watched it for the 13th, 14th, 15th time, she's actually highlighting other creators in such an ingenious way and using brand partnership deals, money, because she was kicked off Facebook in such an ingenious way.
She was kicked off Facebook?
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg kicked her off of Meta.
For what?
For being too fierce, closing the loop too fast.
Maybe because she does content
political.
Political. Oh. Well, you know, a friend of ours, I won't say who, plays Betty Bowers. And she was explaining to me the ins and outs of like, when you do content that incurs wrath, you have to be really careful online.
Yeah. When you run afoul of the Hollywood foreign press, they make you go.
Girl,
eat
I can't
ass.
Find it.
I can. I know. I'm going to. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Edit this.
Hey, that's okay. We've had some great live pods recently, by the way. We just did Salt Lake City and Denver. Had a blast. I got to say, I love California and I love the warm winter. Or I love the warm winters here.
What about the altitude?
When it was snowing, those big fat pieces of snow.
It was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
And I know we sound stupid because y'all are months into snow, some of you, and you're like, fuck you faggots. But it made me kind of understand the magic. Without the magic, the shitty part of winter, spring means nothing in LA.
Right, no, the
when you
seasons
live somewhere
mean
where
nothing.
The snow is
the
melting,
seasons
spring
mean nothing.
Is off the chain. Everybody's out of their house. People are spending money.
Yeah.
In LA, it's like with no winter, with no way to meter. It was almost nice to have winter months to get depressed every year.
Okay, here we go.
Your whole family passed away this weekend? That was you on the news. Oh, no. Mom, dad, sister, brother, gone. Whoa. Okay, so... way to bring down the energy of this one-on-one. Okay, just kidding. I wanted to bring some levity to your day. It will take some time to explain the bereavement policy to you, but just keep in mind that this may cause our one-on-one to go over today because there still are some critical key talking points that I have to get through on our agenda.
Isn't that fierce?
Okay, so just really quickly, I wanted to run our bereavement policy by you now, okay?
The eyes
okay? Okay, so mom and dad and immediate family, you get one day. Okay, for any aunts or uncles or cousins, you get a half a day. Okay, we don't acknowledge chosen family here, but we have ran into the
Nor
policy where you get 5 minutes in the break room.
But if you work from home, you don't get to take advantage of that policy. Girl, okay? All
now,
I do is watch her. It's so sad.
Now, some people say, well, if it's unexpected, how can I put it in 36 months in advance if it's unexpected? Well, sometimes you can kind of anticipate these things. But in your case, unfortunately, we will still grant some of these days to you. But keep in mind, just because it's multiple family members doesn't mean that it runs consecutively. So you still just have one day.
It's fierce.
Okay? For the immediate family since they all passed away at once. Okay? So now, if we can, just get back to the talking points, because we have some client deliverables that we have to get back
to. Client deliverables. That's not even a joke.
That they arrive timely. And Sarah, I do want to put some other things on your radar, okay? When you take your day, make sure that you pass along all of the information that you're supposed to pass along to your colleagues before you take your day. Also, be sure to put your out-of-office message up, because there's nothing worse than when I try to email you and I think that you got it and I don't have an out-of-office and I'm expecting
that
comes
actually
from
gets
me by
me
EOD. Okay. Wait, now, if you do need anything from me before you take your day, keep in mind, keep me posted of when that day is, because I'm going to be out for 2 weeks. Jared booked us a vacation, and I told him I did have some critical work here to do, but he already booked it. So we'll be out.
It's just.
It's so fierce. It's Give it up for Lisa Beasley on TikTok.
Lisa,
go follow Lisa Beasley.
Lisa Bevolving, I think it's called Lisa.
Oh, right.
Lisa.
If you go to TikTok and you just look for corporate Erin, she comes right up.
Okay, yes.
So it's,
and she does other characters. She does men.
Yes.
I mean, Erin's kind of the fucking bomb.
The queen one is hysterical. Mary, this woman is just beyond.
She's amazing.
It's Lisa Bevolving.
Yeah, Lisa, we love you.
We love you. Love
you. We love
you.
I'm in drag. That's drag, honey.
She's on par with Simone Biles with me at this point. Actually, that is Simone Biles.
What's great about it is like when I started watching her TikToks, you know, I'm not a corporate person, I guess.
But you've been in that.
But I've been in that world. I've been on the.
You have a lot of brand deals.
Before Zooms, when I worked at Mac, I would be on the phone conferences where you'd sit on speakerphone for hours talking about product. And then, but now like Zooms, like we have Zooms in our world and entertainment all the time about contracts and stuff.
I've just never been to one.
But corporations like that, I started doing the deep dive of like, people have stitched corporate Erin and said, this is why this corporate speak exists. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the culture of like, if you're young in the corporate world, the pressure is on to go out drinking, to become friends, to suck up, to basically beat match other people's speech patterns to make them think that you are like-minded, which is why everyone starts to talk the same. It's a really crazy world.
But also, here's the thing too, the timing, because so many people are just waiting for an email from this person and that person, you can't be too fast, but you can't be too slow.
Yeah.
Because if you're too fast, you're stressing everybody else and you're setting a precedent that other people don't want. It's like, don't do all that, but also I need that email. So it's like a really tenuous balance of timing.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It's fierce.
It's gross. I hate it. I could never do it. I would rather work at the car wash.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I've definitely been fired a lot of times, and two of the times were for big corporations. Mm-hmm. And I didn't work at corporate, but I worked for corporations where, you know, the firing is very like, well,
HR.
In the handbook that you signed, HR. You did agree to blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And are going to have to terminate you. So every time I've been terminated, they say it like, we are going to have to terminate
you. We're offboarding you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made the difficult decision to discontinue your employment.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of tension, a lot of contention.
But I'll tell you, I mean, I've fired people and I've been fired so many times. When I've had to fire people, I've usually talked to you first. Yeah. Don't try to make it nice. Just say, hey, it's not working. I'm going to let you go. This is what that looks like.
And if you can manage to do this with a degree of compassion and truth and honesty, don't sugarcoat it. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
Because that person is going to hold an act. They're going to not learn about themselves. They're going to go into their next. They need to have accurate feedback so that they can process it and do better or whatever, or disagree or whatever. But they need to be able to have the right facts. Why did you let me go? Well, we've all decided that. Like when you use that corporate speak, it's circuitous, it's vague, it's not precise, and it's not direct, and it's fucking despicable.
I've been removed from show lineups before.
Show lineups.
And between the client, the manager, and me,
yeah, and the
manager will say like, oh, they just went in a different direction. And I go, so what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Either they got someone else, or I cost too much money, or I made a joke they don't like, or something. It's always something, and it's not really my business, but I want to know.
Well, they went in a different direction because they smelled you, and they're like, "Oh, we got to veer to the left."
My client deliverable, which is my grape size hemorrhoid hanging on my ass.
That's critical.
That's a critical key talking point. That's a critical key talking point.
Deliverables. When I heard the word deliverable, asset, and deck. She goes on about, it's like the difference between a deck and an asset and the deliverables.
Oh, I love that one.
But
a word does have meaning. Like,
no, it does. There means something.
If Maybelline contracts you to make a makeup video and they want two TikToks, a story, and a video.
Those are all the deliverables.
Those are deliverables. I don't know what else she would call them. The
assets.
Stuff?
No, assets are the videos that comprise the deliverables. Like, an asset is one piece of all the deliverables.
Well, then there's also elements.
Elements of the deck in the elements. Assets for the deliverables.
Like, oh, I'm doing a video for them. I'm going to get their elements, which is their like logos and fonts. Girl, it's a whole thing. But you got to use your power for good. You know, I do think it's possible to use these words without sounding like that.
Yes. Well, yes. But, yeah. But it's also, I think the most important thing is the nonprofit boss serving the rat community. And despite the language barrier. The seeing them crack up together is so funny.
The best is when the nonprofit boss goes, maternity leave. So the answer
maternity is maternity
stay. The answer is yes and not yet.
But wait, they have a robust maternity stay program.
Yeah. Which is like, you know, if you need time with your family, remember this is a family and we can help you here. But basically saying like, bring your newborn to work. Love.
She says, put it on a backpack. You switch your chair so you can be at the office and then the baby's back there and you're still typing.
Love.
It's
fierce.
And it's not too removed from the truth.
Not at all, bitch. And you and I are not in danger of being pregnant. Not because we're men, but because of our hysterectomies.
Thank you.
But I call nature's hysterectomy, which is making me born male. That was nature being
nature's
like,
candy.
You're not worthy of being a mother. Hiding. I mean, you're mothering, but we're not going to allow you to mother, bitch.
They're hiding nature's candy.
Yeah. I mean, in other countries, I remember in French class in high school, they talked about maternity leave in France.
3 years.
That's what I'm saying. Paternity, I think, is 1 year even.
Yeah. In Sweden, they have 25 years maternity leave.
Oh, in Sweden? If you jerk off, you're a father, and you have a pension for life. In America, you could be the octomom, and they would be like, "We'll see on Zoom at 7 a.m. Cunt, you know what I mean?
You got we've flown out a computer,
to the hospital, to the emergency room. You would be mascara running, legs up, crowning, shitting,
yeah."
And like, they'd be like, we need your cameras on.
Yeah.
Karen, we need your camera
Karen,
on.
Karen, we know you're in pain, but we have some critical key talking points to get you on the agenda.
Well, what do you think about all these poor kids who went to school during COVID and it was like cameras on taking math class? Oh!
Did you say meth class?
You wish. Math class.
I mean, that would have got us through COVID.
Master's, doctorate, PhD. Is a PhD a doctorate?
PhD is a doctor of philosophy, yeah.
What do you think about doctors? What's going on there?
Oh, I've got plenty to say.
I want doctors with borders.
I want,
you know, like, I think they have too much freedom. You know, you ever go to a doctor's office, make an appointment with your doctor and you show up and it's not them?
it's an associate or someone else, I'm like, am I a Nikki fan? Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
am I a doctor fan?
Yes.
Not pull up with the physician's assistant. Pull up with the nurse practitioner. Mama,
it's
let me
George Santos.
Let
me He's like, let's something. Open you up.
Girl, I got to tell you something fierce. I got to tell you something very fierce.
Speak on it.
It's not about a doctor. It's, oh my God, you're going to die.
Great.
I have to keep it vague. I have to keep anonymity. Okay.
Right. Dr. Seuss.
A friend of mine, who's not from LA, recently visited a psychic. No, he didn't visit a psychic. He was
visited by one in the middle of the night.
So a friend recommended this healer. Mm. And then, so this is how it went down. The healer gave him a phone call.
Okay.
And said, so what you're going to do is you're going to lay down for 45 minutes. You're going to drink some water. You're going to, she gave him a little bit of protocol for how the morning should go. You're going to drink plenty of water and you're going to lay down for 45 minutes. Then I'm going to call you. During the time you're laying down, I will be receiving messages. I will be assessing your energy from a remote location that she did not disclose at any time whatsoever. Okay. And then, so 45 minutes goes by. I think he fell asleep. He fell asleep a couple times. She calls him four times. He finally wakes up and answers the phone. She's like, I think you fell asleep. He's like, okay, well, I have your information. First, she says, there's a lot of tension in your neck. First, we're going to go on with energetically what's going on with your body. I saw a lot of tension in your neck. I also spoke with your grandfather. He wanted me to tell you, good job, son. And then I also, I wrote it down on a napkin and I fucking forgot. So it's all out of order. But she also said, you have one person in your life has allowed you to discern dishonest behavior. I was like, Mary, we live in LA. We live in LA. Ain't nobody telling the truth here. She also said, there's a hole in your gut, in your stomach. There's a hole when you were 15, a hole created.
There's a knife in your back and the blood is dripping down.
There's an egg, crack an egg over your head. Da, 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 da. Tight squeeze, cool breeze. Doesn't that give you the chills? No. And she went on and on. You have beautiful feet. You have beautiful feet.
And she charges money.
Mama, well, I'll get to that in a second. It's in your life, you're like a drop in a pond and the ripples that emanate from that drop must be good. That's verbatim. She also said, you have many young men who look up to you. She also said, you are a gentle soul. She also said, things are complicated in your life, but they're also very easy.
What?
It was the vaguest, most bullshittiest scam.
I would just swing big if I was a fake psychic.
$333.
I don't even like that number.
It's an angel number because guess what? Also, the Archangel Michael visited me and had a message for you. And it went bonk, bonk. No, I don't forget what the message was, but
I was a fake psychic, by the way, I don't believe all psychics are fake. I believe in intuition. I believe people feel things and know things. However,
sure.
Well, I recently saw Teresa Caputo at the airport.
Are you kidding me?
I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
The Long Island medium. You didn't.
I get to Milwaukee. This was around Halloween when I did my gig at my bar. Is it Milwaukee, which is doing fabulous, by the way. Stop right in.
Yeah, yeah. Not bankrupt. Not at all.
Not bankrupt. yeah. Or they go there. It's just seized. Yeah. No.
Boarded up.
We're doing fine.
Yeah.
We can count on the gays in Milwaukee to drink. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what we can count on.
Bonk, bonk.
I landed at the airport to do my Halloween gig, my annual. It's my eighth year doing my Halloween party there.
Come on, 8 years.
And I go from the back. I go, God, that bitch's hair is wild. It's 6'13" straw blonde. It's teased out. It's from the back. It's huge. It looks like she has a Hollywood Boulevard outfitter's wig.
Outfitter's wig.
A ginger wig on.
Yeah, ginger wig.
I go, that's so crazy. That hair is so fierce. I go, I wonder if that's even all real. What an intense thing to wear at the airport in Milwaukee of all places. I almost would expect it in LA, like a little more of a freak show in LA.
Yeah, sure.
She turns around and I go, you're kidding. I say it out loud. And you know my celebrity problem is that I say their names.
You're like, oh my God, Teresa Caputo, 3 inches from her face.
But you know, I can't always remember their names.
Oh no.
So I'm like, Vince Camuto. You know, like
Vince Camuto, the Staten Island psychic.
Yeah. But I just go, she turns around and locks eyes with me and I go, you're kidding. Like, As she was like, I'm just trying to get my bags. Like, you bald bitch, like you coming for my hair. And I just went, that can't be her. That can't be her. And I had spent the whole day thinking about my own psychic powers. So to see her was like, you know, it was like,
you know, it's like if you were playing basketball all day and you ran into LeBron.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow. Well, so then later I go, I can't, that wasn't her. There's no way that was her. I go by the Riverside Theater that we've played, the Pabst or whatever. And the marquee says, Milwaukee welcomes Teresa Caputo. I was like, work! Fierce. She looked like she had a wig on. It was, I respect people who fly in character.
Of course she did have a wig on.
But I guess, I mean.
I know what you mean.
I respect
I know what you
people
mean.
Who.
It's like Peggy Bundy.
They walk off camera and they walk the walk off camera. Like yeah. Amanda. Amanda flies like that.
I know.
Middle
or like, you know, who else? People like, fuck.
Andy Milonakis.
Exactly.
In the wild, he always has like cool goggles on. He was like a comedian star in the 2000s.
Carrot Top. Well, not exactly incognito.
He can't exactly take that off, can he? Yeah. I love.
Steven Tyler.
It's not just Carrot Top. It's, I love male comics with drag queen level face work.
It's wild.
I fuck it.
It's wild.
Bump. Like, I love it. And I have seen.
Beat it up.
I have seen comics at Earth Bar. I've seen so many comics at Earth Bar. Male comics from like the 2000s and
Earth
90s.
Bar.
The smoothie place.
Oh, sure.
$18 smoothies.
Oh, $24 now. Yeah. After COVID.
Girl. And I have been waiting for my little green goddess or whatever. And you turn the corner and it is somebody with biceps the size of a watermelon.
And the face is?
A mahogany tan.
It is Joan Rivers from here to here.
And then Lou Ferrigno from the neck down.
It's fucking.
It's wild.
With the 18-year-old girlfriend. Love. Live.
So,
live, laugh, and love.
Live, laugh, love, and yeah, and then go to Erewhon or whatever, Earth Bar. So what is it with, because I have a theory. I have a theory about stand-up comedians. I was talking to my Aunt Priscilla, and she, I was making her laugh. She's like, you should do stand-up. I was like, I'd never.
And she said, you should do stand-up. You said, there's literally a special. Thanks for your support,
no,
bitch.
It's not that special. So the I was like, no. And then I got to thinking, like, what is it about, you know, because I'm going down the rabbit hole of Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, yada, yada, yada. What is it about these aged, mostly male, but I don't think it's just uniquely male comedians who fucking lose it? They lose it. Is it the success? Is it a level of achievement where they're so cushy comfortable that they're not able to access wry observations about life? What is it, girl?
I'll tell you what it is. It's money, of course.
Yeah, but what does that mean? What does that mean, money?
Pookie.
The pookie.
It's several types of pookies, girl.
Talk about it. What do you mean? But like purple pookies? Like, what are you talking
about? Miss prescription pills.
You really? I feel so naive.
That's why everyone gets so weird and bloated, too. It's Miss Pills. Miss Pills. Miss Pills.
It's good pill hunting up in there.
Girl, you can go down.
What?
How am I breaking news to you?
No, I'm shocked. No, I don't believe you. You got it.
Well, I think it's money. I think it's a lot of things. Well, it depends.
Dave Chappelle?
It depends which comics you're talking about, like what happens to them.
Eddie Murphy.
I do think it's money.
Eddie Murphy.
Right? Because you and I, no matter how rich or fancy we got, we are still cross-dressers. Still half the country hates us, no matter what.
But I'll speak for myself. Girl, I have achieved a level of success that in California is not only not impressive, it's kind of like, I'm like a barely middle class.
Dancing with the Stars, bitch. We couldn't even get on Dancing with the Stars. Honey, we're not that famous.
Z-Way didn't even want just me. Z-Way didn't even want just me. I was like, excuse your mouth, Mary.
Little did she know she got a deal. She got the good one.
Honey, and then she got Bob separately, together, you know.
Fierce.
Boop, 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 boop.
Did you watch the Z-Way Santos interview?
I don't want to give him any of my Bibles.
It chomps. You're not giving him, you're giving her.
He
doesn't get paid for that.
But he gets paid in when I saw a clip where he talks about, like, she's like, why do you get booked? And he's like, stop paying attention to me or something like that. Didn't he say that? I saw a clip on Twitter.
Well, so that's like, the hard thing.
So
right?
I was like, then I'm not paying attention to that fucking asshole.
Hate watching is still supporting, unfortunately. Yeah. You know
when
what I mean?
Is she going to have Bobert on? Too afraid of getting jerked off, Z-Way?
Wait a minute. We have to talk about what happened in Denver. I went into the audience to reenact Bobert.
Yeah, what happened?
And there was that drunk woman.
What did she do? Because I couldn't hear you.
Well, I got up close. Tracy, do you remember this? I got up close because I saw a few empty spots and I thought, great, I'm going to do my low Bobert act. My plan was to do something many drag queens have done, which is to go sit in the audience and with your big wig, do this in someone's lap and everyone laughs. Ha,
yeah,
ha,
yeah,
ha, ha,
sex
comedy.
Is funny. Sex is funny. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And also the real humor is that someone would have sex with me. Ha ha ha, you know.
Yeah.
And I go out there and I see an empty seat and I go, I'm just gonna sit here. And this girl's so drunk. She grabs and then she grabs the boa. And I thought, I have to abandon the bit because I can't
right.
sit next to her or around her.
What?
And apparently she got carried out later.
By the way, didn't pay attention.
Booted out of the theater. Bo I didn't Bird see style. It. She got Bo Birded.
Yeah.
She got Bo Birded.
I didn't see it. Do you remember when someone puked on themselves in the front row at Trixie and Katya and Kelly didn't even notice?
Mama, can I do
Kelly
the impression?
Even
can
notice.
I do the impression?
Yes.
So you're in the front row doing your thing.
Okay, I'm doing acting. She's the person's this close. It was this. And then a trail of puke. You can see the puke down the chest. After the show, you and I were like, I can't believe that person. And Kelly goes, what?
Mama, that's an actor. She's in the moment. She's in the character. She doesn't see the audience. She's living the fantasy.
What I love about Kelly is Kelly is a smart woman, but in drag, Kelly's brain cells plummet because she steps into that, like,
they disperse.
I'm just pretty role.
They disperse. Yeah.
And it's she's sort of like, what?
It's like
and
different
then out
parts
of, drag,
of the brain.
She's so big brain.
Yeah.
And then in drag, she's a bimbo, which I love.
I mean, that's the, you know, always that adage about it takes a real smart woman to play a bimbo, right?
Well,
she's very smart.
Because that makes us really smart.
Very jealous.
Very jealous.
When was the last time you were jealous? By the way, I gassed you up to my aunt. I talked to my aunt. I talked to my father.
Did you talk to your aunt or your aunt? Because these are different.
I'm so sorry. I talked to my aunt, Priscilla. We're from the East Coast.
Right.
We don't do aunt. We don't do aunt. And she would slap me on the wrist. But tell me if I'm boring. I just wanted to get this little piece out. This woman is so extraordinary. She was, so when you were born in 58, as she was, you had two choices as a woman in Massachusetts, be a teacher or a nurse.
Mom.
So my mom was a nurse. She was a teacher. She taught French and Spanish.
Oh, wow.
And then she taught French and Spanish. Then she became vice president or a vice principal. Then she became principal.
She was vice president of the United States.
Yeah. And then she moved to Texas. She became a principal, superintendent. And the same thing in California. Superintendent is the one who oversees the educational system of an entire region or state.
Oh, it's the principal of many schools.
It's the administrative head of, like, so what in a school district, the superintendent is the high up. I believe, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. You know, you have the principal, then you have the administration.
It sounds important, but I've never been clear on what it is.
Well, yeah. And also it's when a teacher does it, a teacher, then she worked up the chain. Like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor after having no experience in politics. It's crazy. She went all the way up the ladder, conquered East, South, and California. This woman is so fucking smart.
Well, don't you, if you want a superintendent, don't you want someone who has all the way down the ladder also taught in room, in classroom?
Yes, and I'm talking
remember
all
Betsy
grades.
DeVos?
Honey.
Someone who's never even heard of a student loan?
She doesn't even know what students are. She's like, all right, what are these books?
It's a little bit of a throwback, but you want to talk gooning? That video of Miss Elizabeth Warren talking to Betsy DeVos being like, have you ever taken a student loan? Have you ever gone to a public college?
I have not seen this video.
Oh God. It's
Bobert,
so
roll the
she's
clip.
Like, has anybody in your family ever had to have financial assistance?
No, she's the wife of a billionaire.
She knew nothing.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren was like, scammers love hearing this. They love hearing someone at your level of power has no idea how the system works.
Yeah.
You can't help anyone.
It's
like how you can't ask rich people how to save money. If you've never had good work experience.
Actually, you can't ask people have inherited wealth.
That's what I mean. People enrich their whole life.
Yeah, generational wealth.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that too. I mean, girl, it's just wild. So she never had children, my aunt Priscilla. She's so fucking cool. She's so fucking smart. Oh my God.
Love the name.
Priscilla, aunt, sorry, my God. I don't know why I keep
Priscilla
saying
that. Priscilla and Patricia.
Wow. Number one in her class? Catch it.
Wow.
Honey, she had everybody gooped and gagged. She was so cunty.
Wow.
Fierce.
Love the name.
You would love her. You would love her.
Are you fine with Brian?
Yes, whatever.
I used to not really care for
it. I like the Catholic naming system. Like I like the Russian naming system. You got Lori,
David, John,
Pat, Shelley, Aaliyah, Rose, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses. No, you got just a handful of names. They're not weird.
Priscilla's nice. That's not from the Bible.
No. So my dad, okay, Roman Catholic.
You know the book of Priscilla.
No, Roman Catholic. We got Bill, John, James, Gerard, Daniel, Tom, Mary, and then you have Kathy, and then there's another one, Eleanor.
Yeah,
Eleanor's that was it.
When I was a kid, did you ever want a different name? When I was a kid, I thought the name Max was so cool.
I wanted Christian or Dominic.
Christian?
Yeah,
it's like a hot '90s name.
I love Christian Slater.
Yeah, Christian from Clueless.
Yeah, so Christian was gay, right?
Christian was gay.
He was a friend of Dorothy.
Yeah. Your boy Christian is a cake boy.
a cake.
He's a
boy.
Disco dancing.
Barbara Streisand,
ticket holding.
Friend of Dorothy.
And then she goes, I am totally bugging. And then they almost get in the car accident. I know she's not exactly a popular political character, but Stacey Dash and Clueless.
Oh, right.
When she starts screaming, it takes her hands off the wheel and like covers her eyes.
Cunty. Cunty. Listen,
Dion, when your sinuses are acting up, take out your nose piercing. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you guys got coke here?
So I could really go for an herbal refreshment right now. And then they're like, Ty, are you talking about weed? I always thought it was interesting that these high schoolers like tell her weed isn't cool.
Well, it's like in Romy and Michelle, it's a whole different paradigm.
Yeah.
Because those are mean girls, but they're mean nerd. They're mean losers.
They're preppy.
Yeah, like Romy and Michelle are like not cool, but they hate the nerds.
Yeah, and in Clueless, she's not a nerd, but she's concerned about getting an A. Like that whole movie is about her getting a good grade.
Yeah, she wants to do good, but it's the entitlement, the riches, but she's not a villain. She's a good person.
Don't even get me started.
But that's
part
rare.
Of what makes that movie so good. And True Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Shelley Long. Shelley Long should be.
She cares about
those
girls.
She's out of touch.
She's out of touch.
Mar Vista? How many boxes were you sending to Mar Vista? She's out of touch because she's born into wealth, but she's doing good.
Were you ever Boy Scout?
Oh, I wish. David Lynch was Eagle Scout Montana.
I was always so fucking jealous that Girl Scouts sold these delicious, affordable, beautifully packaged cookies.
I hated those girls.
And Boy Scouts sell popcorn. A fucking bag of seeds.
Wait a minute.
You want to buy popcorn?
That's fucking lame, bitch. That is lame.
By the way, popcorn is popcorn. Girl Scout cookies are a flavor that only come from the Girl
Scouts.
They're iconic.
Right. They're legendary. You know, we had to do at Immaculate Conception School, the Catholic school I went to.
Fuck priests.
No, we talked about that too. Father McLaughlin, ugly as hell. So ugly, droning.
But pulling,
let us proclaim the mystery of faith, Lamb of God. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Praise him chocolate from bars. Whom all blessings flow.
Oh, yeah. Wow, your songbird sopranos really get tugging
I
at my heartstrings.
I believe in God.
Yeah. All rise for the Lamb or whatever.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
What is it? You know, I'll tell you this.
I'd rather do Latin.
I didn't go to church till I was 19. I went for the first time.
Why?
Because my boyfriend at the time, we went on Christmas with his family.
Okay.
And I had like a smoky eye. I can't believe I went to, I was like in all black with my smoky eye. Like,
oh my
church
God.
Is fierce. Like, yes. I don't.
Jesus, cunty.
Yeah. Honestly, the body, slay. Like, and I remember
Christ,
everyone
tea.
Going, and also with you. And if you've never heard that before, you're like, so we're culting today.
And then you shake hands. Did you have to shake hands?
Good
Terrified.
Morning. Good morning. Ugh, get away from me, you bum.
And if you didn't. They do that in AA too, and I was like traumatized from the Catholic Church. I was like, I'm not touching nobody.
I don't think jokes at the expense of the unhoused community is funny. However, have you ever seen the movie Scary Movie?
Yes, a long time ago though. I don't
There's
remember.
A part where an unhoused person
say homeless. They don't well, unhoused.
At the 90s, I think they called it homeless.
Yeah, homeless. But it's homeless.
Goes, can I have a please, sir? And she goes, oh, get away from me, you bum! And then Anna Faris goes.
Here's
Buffy, he's hungry. Here's a nice sandwich, sir. And he goes, I was at a dollar, bitch, and whips a sandwich at her.
I saw that clip recently. Cunty.
Dude, I recently rewatched House Bunny.
Oh, she's...
Anna
she's, Faris. Yeah, she's so funny.
Is at her own level.
What about when she goes in in the little Japanese ghost boy? And she goes, Hanne Yelantra. And he's like, Yamasaki, Benihana. And they just say...
They say brands.
They say brands of Japanese
like
gibberish back and
Motorola.
Forth.
Arigato Motorola.
And they have, Arigato Motorola Takasaki. It's like so, it's so stupid
Those
and offensive. It's hysterical.
And Miss Regina?
Miss Regina.
Regina Hall?
Oh, is she the one that gets
Brenda?
Stabbed in the theater?
Her best friend, Brenda?
I don't remember this movie
Her best friend,
well.
Brenda, gets stabbed in the theater.
Because she's laughing too hard.
Yes.
Yeah, fierce.
And she's in every movie. I don't know. When you got to think that like Anna Faris had never done movies before and that was her first like real movie. She swings so big.
So big, so broad.
She makes that
It's
movie.
So broad. Yeah. She's so silly and like, it's awesome.
It's amazing. It's what do you think is going to happen with Scream?
I don't want to be disrespectful. I hate those movies.
You do?
I hate
The podcast
them.
Is over. Have a great
oh,
day, everybody.
No. Listen, with the, no, you know.
Did you see the new one in New
olive,
York?
Olive and olive oil and oil and water, you know? Ozzy
sure.
and Harriet. Lucy and
those things go together.
Peanut butter and jelly. No, they're different, but they're complementary.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, I have an opinion, you have an opinion. That's how we find That's how we get the audience to argue.
Right.
But I don't like those movies because I want to be, jump scares, get out of here. Girl, fuck off with the jump scares. I want to be terrified in my bones. Talk to
me. Did you watch The Passenger?
Oh, is it terrifying? Are there jump scares?
It starts with a, no.
Go ahead.
It starts with a fast food restaurant with a couple employees in the South. And one employee is getting bullied. Another employee just snaps, pulls a gun and shoots every employee there and takes one hostage. And the whole movie is him being a hostage to his employee who lost his mind.
That sounds like a...
It's cunt. And the main guy is so hot. I know main guy isn't helpful, but I never know actor names.
Lead actor, the lead character, the main character.
The main girl. I sound so fucking... I'm such white trash girl.
No, you're not. It's just
the main girl.
So you didn't go to NYU Tisch School of the Arts, whatever. Like, but no.
I still call it movies. Everyone else says film.
They say to... Oh, I thought they said talkies.
No.
A moving picture? Film. Moving picture? A film.
Film. What's that person? John McClane?
John McClane. A feature film.
A film.
I was... I watched the trailer for the Mother's Instinct starring Jessica Chastain and Anne Hathaway. Honey, sweetie, darling, baby, tootsie. This, 10 seconds in the trailer, I was crying. I went, tears.
Right.
And then it's like, it could be a stinker. It hasn't come out yet, but it is so compelling.
Trailers tell us nothing.
No.
But this, they also tell us everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But trailers now tell you the whole plot.
I don't think this trailer intimated, this suggested a lot, but just enough for me to get my, park my, I will be seated and lensed at that theater.
Oh, these Scream trailers do everything but unmask the killer. You know how everyone dies. Like, you know all of
it. Yeah. What was the movie that had a Us. That was a trailer.
I love that.
That was a trailer because when Tim Heidecker and Elizabeth Moss had doubles, that was a gag-a-rino. Mm-hmm. That was a big gag. Because, of course, the trailer just included the Black family with Lupita Nyong'o. Yes. When they turned or they got, I was truly gagged. I didn't care for the film very much. It didn't really add up. But it was, that was cunty. Elizabeth Moss. I think it's Vodka Clock. So fierce. Wait. What else? Okay, wait. Have you seen the intro to the movie Beverly Hills Cop 2, where Brigitte Nielsen, serving the most cunt, robs a bank?
No.
Girl.
I've never seen this movie. Isn't that a Chris Farley movie?
No, Eddie Murphy.
I'm thinking of Beverly Hills Ninja. Sorry.
You're thinking of Honky White Grandma.
Sorry.
Honky White Grandma kicks ass.
No, I've never seen Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Well, I'm going to show it to you. It's 2.5 minutes long. Not now, of course, but you're not ready for the cunt that gave birth to all cunts that served cunt in the land of Cuntasia. It's, I can't overstate how cunty it is.
Well, I love Bridget Nielsen, of course.
She walks in, she says, Bridget, eat the floor. She tells everybody to eat the floor. We're going to use this on my little exercise video.
Robbing.
Mama, you're not ready for this.
The beginning of
baby.
Of Pulp Fiction.
If any, I'll execute every ass motherfucking Amanda Plummer, legendary.
Yeah.
Needful Things. Remember her in Needful Things?
I'm reading that book right now.
It's a good book. I read it too. It's a great
really
book.
Good.
It's Dolores Claiborne. Fabulous book.
Well, fabulous yes. Book. And also Women, Guns, Screaming. The Silk Spectre in Watchmen fake robs the bank.
Oh,
in HBO's Watchmen fake robs the bank.
The movie or the series?
The series. She fake robs the bank to like set up a masked Avenger and catch her. She's in the FBI. But I love women with
Jean
guns.
Jean Smart?
Yes. Jean Smart
Mama.
Robbing a bank.
Jean Smart invented eating.
She did. No one had eaten. People were starving.
It was the Irish famine and then the famine of Calcutta debacle. And then
Jean Smart. Then there was a hunger strike.
Exactly. Then, and then the Hunger Games, of course. And then Jean Smart came along and said, chomp, 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 everybody, let's die.
And it was breaking news. And suddenly grocery stores were invented. Everybody was cooking.
Well, grocery stores had been there, just no food in them.
And no one worked there. No one. All right. Well, that's it.
Wait, is that it? That is
that's it. Yeah. We have a very special guest next week that you're about to record now. So make sure you tune in, okay?
Jean Smart?
Close.
Okay.
Close.
Annie Potts. Annie Potts. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.